Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Eugene Rogers, the Artistic Director of the Washington Chorus.
And we are talking about the annual tradition of a candlelight Christmas. It's going to be coming to the Kennedy Center on Saturday, December 17th at 1 and 4 p.m., two shows that day, and again Sunday, December 18th at 7 p.m. And then also it'll be at Strathmore, North Bethesda, Friday, December 16th and Friday, December 23rd. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, Jason, it's nice to be with you. We are so excited about this concert. We've got so many surprises and guests. I can't wait for folks to come and experience this concert with us.
All right. What year is this for you now? Because you joined, at the beginning of the pandemic? So is this your first full live Candlelight Christmas in person, or was that last year?
That was last year. So thankfully, this is my second one. But it you know, this is with the chorus without masks. And, you know, hopefully we have less you know, problems with folks, you know, becoming positive with COVID-19. But we're excited about being able to sing as a full chorus together with this new presentation and a couple of surprises as well.
Yeah, I want to go into the set in 1 second, you know, some of the songs you'll be singing. But first, remind us how many people make up the chorus. How many will be on stage singing with us?
Sure. The size will vary based on obviously who's available, but our total number of singers will be over 150 singers together on that stage with organ and National Capital Brass and percussion. So quite a sound to have all of those voices from many different backgrounds together celebrating this holiday season.
Awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go into some of the songs that we might hear. So it's called A Candlelight Christmas. So what all holiday tunes might we hear when we show up?
Well, you're going to hear, of course, favorites like Good King Wenceslas and Oh, Come All Ye Faithful and Silent Night. But we're so excited about a brand new processional this year arranged by J. David Moore of The Father's Love Begotten. It's only the third processional tune that the Washington Chorus has done, and we're excited to premiere that this year. We've got also a hauntingly beautiful piece by Becky McGlade, In the Bleak Midwinter, that folks may know. And then we're bringing that reindeer jive back that we did last year where we had folks up dancing. And of course, what would this concert be without Dream Isaiah Saw? And I'm personally excited about Donny Hathaway's This is a Setting of This Christmas, featuring two guest artists, Patrice Live and Rod Vester. Very excited about that.
I mean, that is one of the greatest Christmas tunes ever, Donny
yes,
Hathaway.
Yes, it is.
Everybody knows and loves that one. Wait, I want to double back really quick. You mentioned something called the Reindeer Jive?
Oh my goodness. Yes. You know, we have this concert is for everybody. We don't care if you're 10 years old or 5 years old or just young at heart or 85 years old. We get everybody up if they're interested and able, and we teach them a little dance called the Reindeer Jive. It's a real fun. It was a very popular moment last year, so we had to bring it back.
Now, I'm instantly over here doing the little grease hand jive thing where I'm hitting my hands together and crossing my hand. But what describe for the radio, if you can, what does the dance involve?
Oh, the dance involves, first of all, imitating Rudolph and and Santa on his sleigh with Rudolph leading the charge, of course. It does. When we talk about go down in history, we do a little bit of that jive going backwards. But, you know, there's when we talk about foggy Christmas Eve, everybody's hands are up. And what would a dance be without some jazz hands? We even have a couple of jazz hands moments as well. So, Jason, I would love to see you do it. One of these days, I've got to get you to join me on stage.
I will definitely do. I will take you up on that at some point one of these years. Do the reindeer jive. All right.
Absolutely.
Ready. Only if you do ready, Rudolph, and I say ready, Santa. All right. So, all right. Awesome. Well, that's cool. And then, of course, it's called A Candlelight Christmas. So you talked about the music. Let's talk to the candlelight part. What do we see visually? Is it a festive setting? Are there candles lit all around? Are they real candles, LED candles? What we got?
Well, first of all, the hall is beautifully decorated, as you can imagine. We've got a fantastic lighting designer who's just makes everything so beautiful. And we began the entire concert with the choir walking in with, sorry, not real candles, but definitely.
Well, we don't want the Strathmore going up in flames. So, yes,
exactly.
It's probably.
So beautifully processing into Of the Father's Love Begotten, and then Silent Night. It, for me, that is one of the most special moments of the evening, and when all of the lights go out and we have candles and we have cell phones lit up all around the room, singing Silent Night together with the soloists. And it's just simply a special moment. Another special moment as well is our side-by-side choruses. I don't want to forget them at all. Having those two guest high school choirs perform, one at Strathmore Reservoir High School with Greg Knauf, and one at the Kennedy Center, Stafford High School, with Joe Eveler, the conductor. That's it for us. This is a family-friendly show, and no better time to bring in high school singers to join us on stage, not only to sing alone, but they join us for the last four songs as well.
Wow, that's cool. Is the goal sort of, or at least the hope, is that, you know, they'll get exposed to performing in a concert like this, and maybe some of those high schoolers will go on to join the Washington Chorus or other choruses, right?
Absolutely. Believe it or not, I had a couple of them after rehearsal a couple of days ago say, how does one get in this group? I said, you got to go to college first and come back and join us. But I thought that was really great. Yes. You know, for us, it's really more about engaging and fostering the future generations of choral music. Everybody on that stage, you know, were touched by moments like that, singing in special halls or with conductors that they enjoy. And so that's what we hope to do, to pass it forward so that these young people go and then they also do that as well, continue singing and sharing their love of music together. So we hope folks will come out. It's a great show. I'm excited about it. The music is very eclectic. There's something hopefully for everyone.
Absolutely. And it's 75 minutes, no intermission. So just straight through holiday cheer from start to finish. Tell us, I guess before we run, I mean, I have more than enough to work with, but I guess just sort of in closing of why these holiday concerts are, you know, well, A, why it's going to put you in the holiday spirit, but B, why we need the holiday spirit this time. There's so much, you know, heaviness going on in the world with so many things, wars and, you know, politics is just so heated nowadays.
Absolutely.
Insurrections. But, you know what I mean? Like, why do we need this holiday music and spirit more than ever?
Sure. You know, for me, my interpretation of the Candlelight Christmas is that this should be a political time to be with family and friends that celebrates, whether you're just into winter or just into Santa Claus or into Christmas. And from a spiritual perspective, there's something for everyone. It's a moment to just be together as human beings and celebrate the love and joy of the holiday season. And we couldn't be more excited than also to engage with our community. Rod Vester is an amazing artist, multi-genre artist, and to have him join us as a guest solo pianist, and Patrice Live, this R&B DC own recording artists, and then these high school singers and the brass players and the organists. I mean, it's just a time for us to feel the love of so many artists and family and friends. And so we hope folks will come out just to get in the spirit of Christmas and remind themselves that life is full of joy and hope. You know, we can all get bogged down by the day-to-day, as you know, media and wars and trauma. And so just a moment to just be positive and together. So that's what we hope to bring to everyone this season.
Perfectly said. Thank you so much for doing this. Again, everyone, it is the Washington Chorus's annual A Candlelight Christmas. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center December 17th and 18th, three shows in those 2 days, and then at Strathmore the 16th and 23rd. So get your tickets now. Hey, Eugene, thank you. Always love chatting with you.
Same here, Jason. It was nice to actually see you last year when Peter and the two of us actually interviewed with Peter. I had never seen you before.
Oh, well, hey, I can throw on my video camera really quick. I'm just zooming. Oh, hey, good. How's it going?
Good, man. I'm sorry I'm in the dark here because I didn't plan on lighting. So all the best.
Maybe thank literally in the dark, but metaphorically you're in the light, my friend.
I'll take it, brother. I'll take it.
Awesome. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Same here, friend. All the best. Take care.
All right, bye.